Welcome to the Everything is Marketing podcast.
Hello and welcome to the premiere episode of a new podcast I'm working on called Everything is Marketing. The idea here, this is much smaller, 17 minutes, 20 minutes or so, compared to the MMA show I do, Way of the Warrior, and Dinner in a Podcast, where both of which are an hour. This one will be, like I said, 17 minutes, designed so that when you're on your way to work, you can consume it in a car ride and then beyond your day. So the very first episode is going to cover three things. First, we're going to talk some Cadbury cream eggs. We're going to talk about getting our tires changed, and we're going to talk about things I wish you would stop doing right now in 2015. So we'll start with getting your tires changed. Snow has been coming down here for the better part of 10, 15 days, and a lot of people are thinking about getting their tires changed because they haven't thought about it because we haven't had snow all December. We hit January, we get a lot of snow, and you go to go do that. A friend of mine went to go do that, and he wanted a price shop because the thing about customers these days is there's a lot of data out there, so you don't just have to roll into the tire store and then just take whatever they're going to give you. So he was price shopping and discovered that Walmart actually had cheaper tires than Bell Tire. So he called up Bell Tire, one location, and said, hey, Walmart has cheaper tires. You say you price match, and they say, absolutely, what tire are you looking for? Ooh, okay, we don't have it at this location. However, we have it at this other one. So he drives to the other location, sets an appointment, drops his car off, and goes to grab something to eat while they are changing the tires. When he gets back, the service manager comes over and goes, hey, just want to let you know, we actually didn't have those tires in stock. So we upgraded your tires at the exact same price. Now, this is something that I wish every business would think about doing. This whole idea of surprise and delight. If you've ever bought shoes from Zappos or anything from Amazon, they have a little algorithm that they like to run, and every once in a while, if you get 3 or 5 day shipping, it'll show up the next day just to kind of surprise you. So you go, oh, well, that was an amazing surprise. I can't wait to do business again with Zappos or Amazon. And I can't obviously stop telling the story about Bell Tire because I think it's so fantastic that they upgraded the tires without upgrading the price. And so my friend is now driving around on brand new tires that were an upgrade to the ones he was originally planning on buying and were price matched originally from another retailer, because this is kind of the era that we live in. And if you subscribe to any of the rules of social media, which you should, which is that friends trust friends, the more people that hear this story, the more people may head to Bell Tire and see if they will price match and maybe give them a better deal or a better tire, depending on which person you get in the store. But I think when you go to a store and they're able to do that sort of thing, that stuff goes a long, long way. And the exact opposite category would be the folks at Cadbury. Now, you may not be like me, and I know there's plenty of people out there that think the Cadbury cream egg is maybe the most Frankenstein-esque piece of candy on planet Earth. I, for one, tend to enjoy one or two of them as we head into Easter season. And as was dropped on Monday, Cadbury, the parent company of the monstrosity that is the Cadbury cream egg, said that they had changed the chocolate recipe to go from what was called dairy milk chocolate, which was one of the things that made Cadbury chocolate so famous, to what they now call standard cocoa mix. What that means for everybody is that they looked to save money, and they made an inferior product. There is very little, especially in food. If you're somebody who consumes food, that sounds kind of like a no-duh statement, but if you're somebody who consumes food and likes to enjoy it on a level that you have a place that you have a preferred steak or a preferred pizza or preferred fried chicken, you know the difference when they change the ingredients. And there is nothing, and I repeat, nothing to be gained on the consumer side for picking an inferior product just to save money. And this is going to reflect, of course, in their sales of the Cadbury cream eggs. And people are obviously all over social media. It's been all over Twitter, people in an uproar. And before I did the podcast, I actually was at the store and saw Cadbury cream eggs. So I thought, oh, could I get lucky? Could it be one of the old school ones? And it was not one of the old school ones. And it tastes worse than like a Hershey's milk chocolate bar. Like if you have had a good piece of chocolate, like if you compare Godiva chocolate to a Hershey's milk chocolate bar, you can know the difference instantaneously between what is real chocolate and what is about 70% wax. The Cadbury cream egg now tastes about 70% wax and whatever the hell is that stuff in the middle. Now, when you put the dairy milk chocolate with whatever is in the middle of that thing, it creates a delightful treat. When you don't so much have that in the middle, it creates a cheap tasting piece of chocolate that no longer holds the magic that once was held between the Cadbury Cream Egg. So if you are a Cadbury Cream Egg fan, you're going to notice the difference instantaneously if you find them in the stores, and they are floating about as we speak right now. And one last thing for this very first episode, and we will wrap it up. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at PolymathandVine or online at PolymathandVine.com, or you can find me on the MLive Media Group site or at MLive.com, or there's got to be another place. Oh, yes, on Facebook for Way of the Warrior, just search WoW Show. I think that's it. Yes, that's it. Okay, one last thing before we leave. If you are somebody who works in social media, if you're a brand, somebody acting as a brand, somebody who's looking to start a brand, this is my wish for you to stop doing right now. If you have a Facebook account, a Twitter account, an Instagram account, a LinkedIn account, and a Pinterest account, and you're putting the same content in the same manner on all of those platforms, please stop doing that right now. Please, please, please stop doing it. That is not at all what social media is. That's not, you're not doing social media. You're taking one piece of content and trying to jam it into many different platforms in hopes that you get a different result. To explain it a different way, imagine if I wanted to consume that piece of content. Why would I want to be a follower on Twitter, like you on Facebook, follow you on Instagram, follow you on Pinterest, follow your brand page on LinkedIn if you're going to give me the exact same content on all five of those platforms? Instead, if you gave me different sorts of content on those platforms, I'd be much more likely to follow you and then tell people that they should follow you, because you're working hard to give a lot of different types of feedback and a lot of different types of content for me to consume, and not too much. The other thing that you got to remember, if in 2015 social is a part of a thing that you're going to try, maybe you've never done it before, or maybe you've been doing it and you want to try a different platform, don't do it all at once. And don't do 20 pieces of content a day. One killer piece of content is better than 10 terrible pieces of content all day, every day. So in 2015, if you're a brand, somebody starting a brand, somebody looking over a brand, stop posting the same thing on Facebook that you do on Twitter, that you do on Instagram. Stop that. Also, pick up a new platform and try something different. If you are a restaurant, for example, Instagram is a great place for you to be to take photos of your food. If you are anybody who lives in the now, meaning you have a product that can respond instantaneously. So to go back to the Bell Tire example, Bell Tire's Twitter account would say in West Michigan, if all of the snow is coming down and you're sliding on the roads, today would be a great day to get in and get your tires changed. Or right now we have openings that you could just tweet at us and set an appointment. That would be a great example of how to use Twitter. Facebook is a great place to put longer form stories if you want people to go to a something you have in a blog, or video. The other thing about 2015 is you've got to be doing video. If video, and I know Gary Vaynerchuk said this, I think either this week or last week, and I couldn't agree more. If video is not a part of your plan this year, you are already losing at social in 2015. Look at Facebook. Look at how it works. When you put video on the algorithm of Facebook, your posts do better because they want to see video. On Instagram, people like to watch video. It's kind of something that should be the light bulb going off. YouTube has obviously been wildly successful with video. The difference is on YouTube, you can put longer form things. You can now put whole documentaries up on YouTube. But Facebook and Instagram, you can put quicker things. And what I like about the video on Facebook is if you put it directly to Facebook, there's a call to action at the end of it. So you can send them to a blog post if you want to, or just give them the content for free. That's a great way to start with video. Whatever you're doing, though, if you're not doing video right now, start doing video. Start it on Facebook and see where you can roll it out, because Twitter's looking at doing something similar. And if Twitter rolls out video and Facebook already has video, Instagram's been doing longer video, I mean 30, 40 seconds, you have Vine that's been doing video and YouTube that's been doing video. So you've got five platforms right there that are all doing video. And if you're not doing video, you need to change that immediately. So for me, for everyone, please stop posting the same thing on all the platforms and pick up a camera. You probably have one in your pocket, and start recording stuff. Go do stuff. Go do it now. Have an awesome day. We will talk probably in 2 days. I'm going to try and do this every 2 days. I hope to stick to it. It's the Everything is Marketing podcast. My name is Eric Hulcran. This podcast is brought to you by the fine folks at the MLive Media Group and, of course, my favorite supplements. If you're looking to make a change in the new year, go check out the crew at Onnit, onnit.com, some of my favorite stuff there. And if you're looking for other podcasts that we do in the Polymath and Vine universe, check out Way of the Warrior, new every Friday, talking about everything in the world of mixed martial arts. Have a great day. We'll talk to you Friday. It's the Everything is Marketing podcast. I'll see y'all too late. We'll